Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome to the Strike Zone, presented by Graybar. Graybar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs. On the voice of the Cardinals, 104.1 FM, KMOX.
You know, one of my favorite things about the Strike Zone Hour is this beat right here. I like this. We only got like 2 seconds left of it. We need to get that thing to go longer. I could just be like talking over that for a while. That sounded good. Welcome in. Graybar Sports Open Line Strike Zone Hour, brought to you by Graybar. Graybar headquarters in St. Louis, a great place to work, as we have you for another hour. As always, if you want to join us, you can do so by calling or texting 314-436-7900, 314-436-7900. That's a call. That's a text. You can tweet at me, at Matt Pauley on air, MattPauley on air. And yeah, we'll continue on. We are hopeful to be able to have a Battlehawk player joining us in the next 10 to 15 minutes. They've had some travel issues today, so everything is kind of, we're flying by the seat of our pants on that one. And then coming up later on this hour, I'm looking forward to this. There's going to be a really cool event that's going to be taking place in St. Louis that's going to be commemorating the 150-year anniversary of Major League Baseball in St. Louis. And Brian Flaspoehler is going to join us. Sabre is putting on the event. So he's going to talk to us about that event coming up in just a little while here on the program. Wanted to look ahead to what's going to happen with the Cardinals over the next few days, because they've got an important series coming up against Arizona. And like, in the grand scheme of things, if they don't win the series, it's not the end of the world. They're still fine. They're still playing really good baseball. It's nice after losing a series at home, which you never want to do. If you can come back and win a series, then you can salvage the homestand and make it at least 500, which you want to go better than 500 at home. But once you've lost a series, once you've lost 2 out of 3, go win 2 out of 3 in the next one. It feels a little bit better. But I do, and I'd be interested to hear from people on this one if you happen to be here. Like, are you still reserving judgment on this team? Which I don't think there's anything wrong with that. And in some ways, I'm reserving judgment. I feel confident in saying that this is a pretty good ball club that's fun to watch. Am I willing to go as far as saying that this is going to be a team that wins in the high 80s to low 90s or something like that? No, I'm not willing to go there. But I'm confident in saying that this is a pretty good ball club. And it's a ball club that's fun to watch. But we have seen the attendance come up a little bit. I think we've seen like the social media reaction be a little bit better. I've told the story a couple times. I was at a kind of a sports bar, restaurant-y type place over the weekend, this past weekend, when a Cardinals game was on, and I saw a lot of people who were very engaged while watching the game on TV and had a lot of reaction to it. And that's something that I haven't seen a lot of over the last couple years. So all these things are good signs, but I sense that a large portion of the fan base, or a large portion of fans in St. Louis are still kind of taking a wait and see approach, that they haven't bought in, that they want to see this team go a little bit further and continue to win. And that's where, you know, the fact that, and this is what Kevin Wheeler and I talked about earlier today on the Redbird Rush Hour, this is where that's a little bit interesting compared to kind of the national reaction to it, is that the national reaction to this Cardinals team is, hey, they're a really good team, and they're fun to watch, and they've got some very intriguing pieces. Here's the difference, though. If the national media, the people who are talking about it, are wrong about it, well, they don't have to, like, come back around and say, oh, we were wrong. Like, they just talk about other stuff. Like, it's not something that really has much of an impact on them. Whereas if you're going to go all, if you've been very frustrated with the direction of this franchise, and then you start to give them a shot again, and then all of a sudden you feel like it's back the way it was over the last couple of years, well, then you felt like you started to give your heart a little bit to something once again, and it was let down. So I'd say it is a valid thing for you to take a little bit of time. But another thing, and Kevin Wheeler mentioned this today during the Dave Glover show when they were talking with Ricky Horton. We have like footballized all sports, where we are living and dying with every stinking game. And in football, when you're playing 17 games, you can do that because every game means so much. But in baseball, where 10 games is about equal to what one game is worth in the NFL, and even for college football for that matter, as they're continuing to play more and more games, at least for the teams that get into the college football playoff, the fact that there is social media reaction to every single game in real time, and look, I'm as guilty of this on anybody. I literally host a post-game show after every single game, giving you the chance to call in and text in and tweet in and do all of those things to react kind of in a big fashion to what we just saw over the last 3 hours before. So I'm as guilty as anybody in like creating the environment where we are reacting very strongly to every single game that's played. That's actually why something that I've appreciated here recently about this team is like there are acceptable losses. When that comes out of your mouth, it sounds kind of counterintuitive. Like, what do you mean there's acceptable losses? Well, what I mean by that is every team in baseball is going to lose at least 60 games each year, or almost every team in baseball. So if at minimum you're losing 60, well, then there's some losses out there that are not super painful. There's some losses where you feel like you played well and you just tip your cap to the other team. And that's happened twice here recently. That second game against Detroit, the game, the Scooble game that they lost 5-4, that was a game where the Cardinals played well. They didn't win the game. There were a lot of decisions in that game that potentially impacted the team winning or losing, and it was a lot of fun hosting the post-game show that night because we were able to dive into some of those decisions that were made, and Oliver Marmol really, really helped us with that one because of the answer that he gave in his post-game media session going through his reasons for a bunch of decisions that he made. I thought it was really intriguing to go through that. But all that being said, that was in many ways kind of an acceptable loss in the sense that you played well and you just happened to get beat. Same thing with the second game of the Philadelphia series. That was the game that they lost by a 2-1 score. They played well, they just got beat. You know, there's a lot of difference between that. There's been some bad losses this year. There's been some really bad losses this year. The second game of the Boston series, that was a bad loss. There's just been, you know, we could go down through and some different things that have happened. There have been a handful of losses this year where you go, man, that should have been a win. Or, man, they did not put their best foot forward. But those are kind of few and far between. Over 162 games, you're going to get those. And the team hasn't gotten a lot of those here recently. So we're looking at this as it goes along. And I think a lot of fans are kind of stuck in a weird spot because they don't know if they should go all in on this team or not. Yet the team keeps playing a really entertaining, fun brand of baseball. And that's why, going back to where I started all of this 5 minutes ago when I started talking down this pathway, that takes me back to why I think this series against Arizona is important. More so than other years where a team has high expectations and they're playing along those expectations. Or even a year where the expectations are just for a team to be kind of pretty good. Like Cardinals are 27-23. They're kind of pretty good based off their record. If that's what the expectations are that you're going to be, well, you know what? You can lose 2 out of 3 against Detroit, and you can lose 2 out of 3 against Arizona, and you just take it as though it was a not-so-great week, and they're going to get things going again. Whereas, if you, right now, where it feels like a lot of people are still trying to figure out whether or not they're going to go all in, look, this impacts the Cardinals from a ticket-selling standpoint. I'm sure, yeah, Kevin said earlier when we were talking about this, how when he was walking into the game, he saw long lines at the ticket office as he was walking in. Like, you haven't seen that. You haven't seen lines at the ticket office much this year. So you finally got that coming in for this series against Detroit, and they end up losing 2 of 3. How do you keep that continuing? You know, so from a baseball standpoint, from a business standpoint, from a fan interaction standpoint, from a fan engagement standpoint, all these things, what happens on the field is impacting that, and you're kind of on this line right now where people are kind of leaning one way or another, trying to figure out if they want to go all in with this. So you lose a series against Detroit. I think there's some value and some importance in being able to go have some success against Arizona for those people who are starting to pay attention, starting to buy in. You give them a little bit more positivity. Okay, we hope to have a Battle Hawks player in our next segment. I don't know for sure that we will. Again, they have dealt with travel issues today. So if we have one, we'll talk to them. If not, we'll just keep the Cardinals conversation going. Either way, you're going to be a winner, hopefully, because we got good stuff coming up. It's Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down. we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Back out on a Gray Bar Sports Open Line. It is a strike zone hour. We were hoping to talk with the Battle Hawk. I'm not sure if that's going to happen again. They had some travel issues getting into St. Louis, which that happens when you travel the way they travel. Just, I mean, I can't imagine putting together the flights and everything that go along with, you know, traveling for every single game. The group and everything. I believe they travel from I don't know. Off the top of my head, I got to think through that. I know their flight was delayed, which makes me think it's a commercial thing, but charter flights get delayed as well. So they have to fly charter. They have to. That would be too tough. I think I've asked that question before, and I forget what the answer is. Nonetheless, that doesn't really matter for our conversation right now. I do want to remind you, Battle Hawks are going to be in action tomorrow night at the Dome. They match up against San Antonio. If we get a call from a Battle Hawk, we'll get them on. But I don't think that's going to happen today, so we'll pick up those conversations again next week. Has been announced, by the way, that the conference championship game and also the league championship game are both going to be held at the Dome no matter what. So if the Battle Hawks can go on a run, their run will be at home. Obviously, from an attendance standpoint, St. Louis continues to absolutely lead the way. So it is good to see the city get rewarded. All right. Got a text message, and I wanted to get into this a little bit today. So the text message goes right into it. As Building the Future is brought to you by Chesterfield Fence and Deck, chesterfieldfence.com. Kevin, not our Kevin, a different Kevin, text in and says, I'm old enough to have vivid memories of when Keith Hernandez came up and was really bad. Hit poorly, struck out a lot, and got booed by loyal Cardinals fans. He was young, he figured it out, and he became a Cardinal Hall of Famer. Jordan Walker is younger than that example. Let's give him a chance to be great. Appreciate the text message, Kevin. Yeah, I've mentioned this before. I'm a big believer in Jordan Walker, and I'm a big believer in Jordan Walker because the underlying numbers tell you that once he puts it together, he's going to be great. When you have his bat speed, when you have his exit velocity, when you have all these things there and ready to go, if you can put the other stuff in place, if you are able to have better swing decisions, if you're able to make contact more often, if you're able to do all of those things, well, then you're ready to really excel and really push forward. Now, he's been a little bit better here recently, not a lot better. He's been a little bit better. Let's run the super small sample size numbers over the last few days, because this is not that this is really worth all that much. But since in his over his last five games, he's a .286 hitter with an OPS at .857. Okay, again, that's five games. Tiny sample size. Not anything to write home about. I did think it was interesting when Oliver Marmol was asked about him on Gashouse Gang earlier in the week. He specifically said that they, you know, as they've continued to kind of tweak him, they work on stuff, then he uses it in the games, and they see if it works. And if it works, they kind of push forward in that direction. If it doesn't work, they try something else, and they go in another direction. And that they were, you know, cautiously optimistic about some of the things that they've really worked on with him recently. So maybe recent results would tell you that's going to happen. Now, all that being said, in the last game that he played yesterday against Detroit, he was not especially good. He went 0-for-3 with two strikeouts. So, and those numbers that I gave over his last five do include that. So if you were to get rid of that and go just the four games before, then the numbers would look even better. So I'm not trying to sit here and spin numbers on you, but there was a little bit of a progression and a little bit of a step back, and you don't really know what's real and what's not real. I'm glad he's getting the opportunity. And I kind of, this is where the team is really stuck in a weird spot, because I get, I don't think people, I mean, myself included, this is why I'm having, like, I'm stumbling on my words right now. I don't think any of us know what the team should be, like, striving for right now. Like, you want to see them win, but it's also a year that has been defined from a transitional standpoint. You know, talking about the runway and all this stuff, and they wanted to know what they had in Jordan Walker. They want to know what they have in Nolan Gorman. They want to give these guys legitimate run, and then you win games. And, like, right now, you can't take Alec Burleson out of the lineup to get Nolan Gorman every day at bats. If the team stunk, you could. If the team was 10 games under 500 right now and had no sign of coming out of it, well, then, yeah, you're playing Nolan Gorman every single day at some position, whether you're DHing him or getting him at second or playing him more at third and giving Arenado more days off, like, whatever it might be. But this team is winning games. So they're in this, they're once again stuck in the middle. We've talked about this team being stuck in the middle so often, and now it's a different middle that they're stuck in now, because they're playing better than most anybody from the outside expected them to play. And when you watch them play, when you use your eyes and watch what's going on the field, you can sit here and say, man, this is a good team. This is a team that's got a chance to be in the playoffs. This is a team that has a chance to maybe contend for the division. Are the Cubs really that much better than the Cardinals? Like, those are the things that are going through your mind. And if you're the Cardinals, you can't ignore that. You can't say, oh, yeah, well, we could have a winning season this year. We could be contending for a division championship. But you know what? We're gonna sit some of our best hitters, and we're going to put other guys in just because we want to know what we have in them. Like, you're not going to do that. You can do that if you're not playing for anything. But there still has to be a little bit of this giving guys opportunities. So they are going to continue to give Jordan Walker an opportunity. Jordan Walker's in a little bit of a different spot. The roster crunch impacts him a little bit, especially now with the emergence of Alec Burleson and Ivan Herrera being the DH more often than not. So we're going to see Burleson get some time in right field, and that's going to impact the ability to get Jordan Walker into the lineup. But it's not the same situation that Nolan Gorman has, where there's no spot to play Gorman. None. Because if you're going to keep, like, you know the situation, we've talked about the circumstances since before the season got started. You've got Donovan at second. You've got Ivan Herrera now at DH. It's gotten even worse. So Herrera's at DH. If Herrera's not DHing, you're probably DHing Burleson. You know, even if you move Donovan off of second and put him out in the outfield to give somebody a day off, like, there's not a lot of room. There's not a lot of room right now for Gorman to be able to get that opportunity. And I almost feel bad for the Cardinals in a way that, I not feel bad is probably too strong of a way to say it, but I sympathize with the fact that it's still a really important thing to Oliver Marmol and company that you give these guys an opportunity, but you're not going to not put your best foot forward, or at least close to your best foot forward, simply because that is still a goal. And look, this stuff's all going to play out. Like, it's going to work itself out. Guys are going to get injured. You're going to have... It's the thing that we talk about with Michael McGreevy. McGreevy's going to be here at some point pitching a lot in the starting rotation. It's going to happen. Thomas Tejesi's going to be back on the roster at some point in time. Like, all these things are going to work themselves out. But as it sits right now, they're just in this weird middle spot right now. And they were trying to get out of the middle, but now they're in a different middle, because they've progressed to a point where they are winning a good number of games. 314-436-7900. That's how you call. That's how you text. You can tweet at me, at Matt Pauly on air. We are going to shift gears a little bit. There's going to be an event celebrating the 150-year anniversary of Major League Baseball in St. Louis. We're going to learn a little bit about that. That's coming up in just a moment. Don't go anywhere. This is a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Thank you. Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
One of my favorite organizations out there is Sabre, and they are the Society for American Baseball Research. A lot of people who love the game of baseball, and they do really cool events in addition to a bunch of other stuff. And one of those cool events is going to be coming up here in St. Louis very soon, going to be commemorating the 100-year anniversary of Major League Baseball in St. Louis. It goes all the way back to 1875 when a couple teams originated and they would play against each other, and one would last a little while, the other would last a little longer. It'd be a bit until we got a long-standing team. But Major League Baseball in St. Louis did begin all the way back in 1875, and as a way to commemorate that, there is going to be an event going on very, very soon, and we're happy to welcome onto the program someone who's part of putting this all together. He is Brian Flaspohler. Brian, thanks so much for taking some time with us today. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine, Matt. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is going to be a lot of fun. May 31st at Forest Park, there's going to be a couple baseball teams that play by the old rules that are going to be playing against each other, and there's going to be a lot of other stuff going on, all to commemorate the 150-year anniversary of Major League Baseball in St. Louis.
Yeah, that's right. We recruited a couple of vintage teams, and they usually play by 1860s rules, but they've agreed to play a game by 1875 rules, which, you know, it's only 15 years, but the game did change quite a bit in those 15 years. So still not going to look like a modern baseball game. There's still a lot of differences, but should be a lot of fun. It's going to be at Lindell Field. which is just northeast of the visitor center. And the game itself will be at 1 o'clock, but we are going to have pregame festivities starting at noon with a band. And we'll also have, our annual used baseball book sale. You know, we sell books at like $2 a piece. So you can really fill out your baseball library. There'll be some St. Louis history, memorabilia, and other stuff on display. And we'll have a lot of Sabre guys out there to help talk about baseball and answer questions and just, you know, try to enjoy the day. So should be a good event.
You sent me over the list of rules for what baseball was like in 1875. I don't want to give away. So for our listeners, can you go through some of those rules and some of the uniqueness of how this is going to look different and how it did look different than how it's played now?
Yeah. So one of the major things, the first thing you're going to notice if you come out there is that nobody's wearing a glove. No batter, no pitcher, no catcher, no first baseman, nobody. So there were no gloves in 1875. So the catchers, you know, they had a pretty dangerous job because the pitcher, you know, the pitcher threw the ball underhand, but this is not softball pitching. They threw hard underhanded, so more like a Dan Quisenberry kind of side armor approach. Let's see. So pitchers don't stand on a mound. They pitch out of a 6-foot by 6-foot box, and they can stand anywhere inside that box. So pitchers would give batters different angles. They could get a little bit of a running start. They still had to release the ball in the box, but so that's a little different. Not every pitch is called by the umpire. The umpire, if a few bad pitches come, then the umpire will warn the pitcher. And then eventually may call a ball. They would also call strikes, but never on the first pitch. It was considered, I guess, everybody had to get their bearings on the first pitch. So they'd never call the first pitch a strike. Let's see. They used the same ball for the whole game. So you can imagine that ball would get pretty beat up by the end of a good 9-inning game. So those are kind of the main things. You know, we'll have a commentator there to kind of help explain some of the oddball stuff that might happen during the game. I guess one more, you know, foul balls don't count as strikes. So that's another little difference than the modern game. So
That's fun. That's a lot of fun. So and people can watch a game played by these rules, which is going to be really interesting. What is the rule from 1875 that if you could implement it into today's game, you would?
Oh, my gosh. Great question. And I haven't really even thought about it. You know, it's not even on our rules list, but foul ball in 1875, the runners were still alive.
Okay.
So if the ball was hit foul and a runner is, you know, in between bases, they need to get back to their base. However, to put them out, the ball has to go through the pitcher first. So, you know, a first baseman would catch a foul ball, have to throw it to the pitcher and then get it back to first before the runner makes it back. So, you know, that might be interesting, might include a little hustle on the infield because pitchers in that era would run to the base because, you know, if the pitcher catches the ball and puts the guy out, then it would count as an out. So I'm not sure I'd implement that, but that's an interesting little rule that, you know, keeps the game moving, keeps people kind of live on the bases. So
there was no infield fly rule, so you could purposely drop pop-ups and try to get double plays. I wouldn't mind that. That could create a little action in today's game.
It would be interesting. Yeah, it really leaves base runners to kind of hang out there because they really have to use judgment or just get stuck, you know, because of infield fly. So yeah, infielder may very well drop a ball on purpose.
I love the story about how St. Louis got the first two professional baseball teams in 1875 because they were, you know, local amateur teams were sick of a team from Chicago grabbing guys. So one team started and they went and got a bunch of dudes from outside the area. And then other teams like, what are we doing? There's a bunch of guys in St. Louis who can play. So they started with the best of the St. Louis amateur teams and they would play against each other in 1875, which marked the start. But it's an interesting way for the history of professional baseball in St. Louis to get started.
Yeah, so the National Association, which was a major league at the time, it started in 1871. Before that, baseball was, you know, purely amateur, although there were professional players, money under the table, all this stuff. But 1871 became the first professional league, and it's by most historians considered a major league today. The best players played in that league. St. Louis didn't have a team. Many of the teams were on the East Coast, but the Chicago White Stockings were a team that was in that league. So the Chicago White Stockings, you know, they played league games, but they would play exhibitions, and they would come to St. Louis and just kill the St. Louis amateur teams. And by 1875, a group of sportsmen kind of got sick of that and were like, we got to get a real team in St. Louis. So they sent a guy to the East Coast. He recruited the team, came back to St. Louis. They joined the National Association. It was really easy to join the National Association. You paid a $10 entry fee and you're in, basically. So they did that. They formed their team and they called themselves the St. Louis Brown Stockings, over, you know, because they wore brown socks. So no real creativity there. But another group of St. Louis guys were upset that there were no St. Louis natives on that team or no St. Louis local people as part of that. So they're like, well, we'll form our own team. And they formed the St. Louis Red Stockings because they had red socks. And these were all St. Louis amateur players who, for the most part, had no professional experience. So these two teams, we went from having no teams in a league to, you know, the start of 1875, all of a sudden we had two teams in the league. And you can kind of imagine the Brown Stockings, who were veteran players, you know, were far superior. And in the very first game, May 4th, 1875, they beat the Red Stockings 15-9. That is the very first professional game that was held in St. Louis. Both teams played other league games, but the Red Stockings only lasted about 19 games in the league. They weren't good. They won four games. They lost 15, and then they're out of the league. The Brown Stockings finished the season, played they finished fourth in the league, so they were a good team. For a West Coast or a Western team, they were quite a good team. When the 1875 season ended, the National Association folded, the National League was formed, and the St. Louis Brown Stockings moved to the National League. So they became an inaugural member of the National League and played two seasons in the National League.
Mentioned this event, again, it's going to be taking place at Forest Park May 31st. You've mentioned some of the other things that are going to be going on. The used book sale, there's going to be a band there. Old-time concessions, what does that look like?
Oh, that's real simple. Just Cracker Jacks, peanuts, popcorn, you know, stuff you would kind of think about, you know, from an old-time standpoint. Missouri History Museum is going to have a booth there, and they will... They have an upcoming exhibit next year on baseball, so that's, you know, to help them promote that also. Cardinal Hall of Fame and Museum will be there. There's also kind of an event happening in the park called Play Day in the Park, so that's another family event in the park that's fairly close to our event, so we hope to, you know, send some of our people there and have them send people our way. So Forest Park should be really busy and a lot of fun that day.
Of course,
we're handing out a program that has some history and rules and also a scorecard. So we'll have plenty of Sabre people who want to teach people how to keep score if they want to do that. So
is there anywhere people can go to get more information about this leading into it?
You know, the Society for American Baseball Research local chapter has a Facebook page. We have a Twitter account. If you look up Bob Bragg chapter, you should be able to access either of those, and we'll make sure the information is out there on both of those.
All right, very, very good. Again, this event, this could be really cool. May 31st, going to see a baseball game played by the rules of 1875, all part of a day to commemorate the 150-year anniversary of Major League Baseball in St. Louis. Brian, thanks so much for coming on and for helping organize this event. I'm sure it's going to be very, very cool, and I hope lots of people come out to it.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Again, it starts at 11 o'clock on Lindell Field. And, you know, if you don't know where that is, it's just northeast of the Visitor Center. So real easy to find.
Awesome. Very good. Thanks, Brian.
All right. Thanks, Matt. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. That's Brian Flaspohler joining us here on the program. Again, that's going to be a cool event. And Sabre, the Society for American Baseball Research, that's just a bunch of people who love baseball and really they dedicate a large portion of their life to baseball. And so if you're looking for something to do that day, this is something that would be a whole lot of fun to be able to take part in. All right, one more break. We'll come back and we'll wrap up this edition of the program. We'll continue on in just a moment. This is the Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Now, back to the Strike Zone, presented by Graybar on the voice of the Cardinals, 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Oh, there's my jam again. I get it for one more day. Five more seconds. Let's all listen to it together. Enjoy it. And now it's going to start to fade out. And we can only remember once what was. We're done in just a few minutes here on the program. Kyle, I got a text message from one of my big fans. Big fan of Matt Pauly, this guy. Now, if you remember, when the new Pope got selected, there was the initial report from ABC News that said he was a Cubs fan, which was completely incorrect. He was actually a White Sox fan. His mom was a Cubs fan. His dad was a Cardinals fan. He was not a Cubs fan. So I had some fun that night. You know, I think I went as far as saying, like, totally tongue-in-cheek, went as far, because the Cubs put on their marquee, he's a Cubs fan, which was a lie. It wasn't true. It was a mistruth. At best, it was fake news, as our president would refer to it as. At worst, it was a flat-out lie about the Pope. You can't lie about the Pope. Mm-mm. So shame on the Chicago Cubs. So I went on that tongue-in-cheek rant, having fun with that. Well, again, one of my big fans of Matt Pauly, big fan of Sports Open Line. Text in, says, I've been out of earshot of KMOX since the day or two after the new Pope was announced. It was on one of those days that Matt Pauly called Chicagoans and the Chicago Cubs organization liars, all caps, liars, for claiming the Pope was one of their own. I missed if Pauly, that's me, if Pauly subsequently admitted his stupid and insulting remarks. Oh, for the days of Burns, Bragg, and Costas, who actually knew about which they commented. Big fan. Thanks for listening. Texter from the 314. I did not insult all people in Chicago. It was specifically to the Cubs. The Cubs put on their marquee, he's a Cubs fan. It wasn't true. What are you talking? And I was laughing the entire time through. I got a little piece of advice for this texter from the 314. Man, you got to lighten up. You got to have, there's got to be some fun in this world. If you hear on the Cardinals flagship station, when I am the pre and post game show host for the Cardinals, and so there is, and I grew up in St. Louis, so there is already a strong anti-Cubs feeling in all of my being. When I'm going to make fun of the Cubs a little bit about getting something wrong about the Pope and have fun with it and joke around with it, if you are going to take offense to that, I don't have anything for you. Like, I don't know what you need to do in your life to go get a little bit of fun, to go relax a little bit. So no, I have not subsequently admitted my stupid and insulting remarks, and there should have been nothing that should have insulted anybody about that, because we're having a little bit of fun.
Well, first of all, if something's against the Cubs, anti-Cubs, I'm for it.
Yeah.
I am absolutely for that. And for them to come out and say that, you know, he's a Cubs fan, they showed him at the World Series in White Sox stuff,
yes,
in 2005.
He is clearly, so no, like, this texter is wrong. This texter is wrong. Where is your apology? Where is your admission? Because, by the way, I didn't. You can go back. Like, every single one of these shows is archived on podcast. It's archived on the video. Everything I say, you can go back. It's a very uncomfortable thing to live the life I live from a career standpoint, because I can't say a thing that is not archived. You claim, you say that I was that I went off on Chicagoans. No, it was strictly about Cubs fans. I'm happy for the White Sox fans. They got the Pope on their side. They need all the help they can get. Good. I've got so many friends. Like, I'm happy for Ronge, Chris Ronge. He's a White Sox guy. He's got the Pope on his side. When I worked in Milwaukee, so many of my friends were White Sox fans. Good for them. They got the Pope on your side. This guy texted in, you got to lighten up. Talk to you tomorrow here on KMOX.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.